Your home of the widest variety of music from the 60s to now. Cherry Radio with Ella.
Hey, it's Ella, and you know what time it is. Welcome to Weekends with Ella. This week, we're talking celeb drama, the best of both worlds, and more, with the Chinese GP recap up next. But first, Die on This Hill by Sienna Spiro, here on Cherry Radio. That was Car by Royal Otis, here on your widest variety of music, Cherry Radio. Race 2 of the 2026 season was again nothing short of entertaining, with more car issues and battles than ever. And all I can say is this season is going to be very messy. George led the sprint race with last year's winner Lewis and Lando not far behind him, and Charles and Oscar having a small tussle not far behind them. Kimi dropped from P2 to P7, making contact with Isaac, resulting in an investigation, and the battle for first was on between the two overtaking kings, George and Lewis, which was so much fun to watch. Avid spun out onto the track and Nico stopped on the track, and it was seeming like that was going to be happening a lot. George won the sprint with the two Ferraris behind him. Now this is amazing. Kimi got pole for the race, which makes him the youngest ever pole sitter in F1 history. But the fun doesn't stop there. More problems for my boys in McLaren when they couldn't even make it onto the grid due to electronic car issues. Ugh, so annoying. But it was overtake central in this chaotic race, with Lewis taking the lead from Kimi and then Kimi taking it back. Then between the two Ferraris for second, and even Isaac and Ollie had their turn, but it led into them both spinning out on the track. Sergio and Valtteri caused a collision between themselves, and Max had a major lockup, which resulted in him having to retire the car for the first time in China. Kimi got his first ever win in his career, with George in second and Lewis in third, for the first time in Ferrari. But the old and new gen of Merc were all on the same podium. And then, when the announcers accidentally called Kimi Antonelli Kimi Raikkonen, what? But please, all I ask for Japan is that Oscar at least starts the race. Is that too much to ask for? Up next, who's getting cancelled again? Here on Cherry Radio. Chapel Rowan has been banned from Rio's biggest festival by the mayor after allegedly her team mistreated a famous footballer's daughter. Famous footballer Giorgino took to his Instagram to share the incident involving his 11-year-old daughter and Chapel Rowan's security guard, and said that Chapel had sent her security over to the family after the little girl had walked past the singer's table, smiled at her, and went back to sit with her mum. Apparently, after that, the security guard went over to the girl and started talking in an aggressive manner, which led to the ban. Since the incident, Chapel has gone online with her side of the story, saying that she didn't send the security over, and that she had no idea that that was even going on, adding on that she doesn't hate her fans or children. Since then, the child's mum has also made a video, but to me, this all sounds like one big ongoing mess, and if it's true, I think that while I like the idea that Chapel has set these boundaries for fans and paparazzi not to get too close, etc., but at times, I think that she takes it a little bit too far. Up next, we're going to Malibu Beach, here on Cherry Radio.
We play the widest variety of music from the 60s. 70s.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
80s.
Bring me back to the
90s. And the fresh new stuff. We're the only station that plays more variety than the other stations. We are Cherry Radio.
Do you want to make a difference in the lives of everyday Australians?
I'm convinced that watching Hannah Montana was the real reason I wanted a double secret life. Ordinary girl by day, pop superstar by night? Yep, where do I sign? And after watching the very emotional 20th anniversary a few nights ago and getting to hear all the gossip from Miley and her family, I was right back to the days where Disney Channel was in its prime. So, what did I do? I bought a year's worth of Disney Plus, and I'm watching each of the Disney shows that shaped my childhood, starting with Miss Hannah Montana. Because, come on, you can never be too old to watch Disney. You can watch all the nostalgic fun the gang gets up to on Disney Plus. And with that, let me put on my blonde wig and jam out. You get the best of both worlds. Next, we have Ella's Aussie Artists of the Week, here on Cherry Radio. This week's Aussie artist is one of my earliest music crushes, Jai Wayford. The first time I ever heard of his music was actually on Musical.ly. Yes, I know, throwback. When a sped up version of his song Shy was the sound everyone was lip syncing to. And from that moment, I was obsessed. But before that, Jai rose to fame back in 2013 after being on X Factor Australia, where his popularity kept growing and growing. It was like Australia had its own Justin Bieber. What I love the most about his music journey is how much his sound has grown. He started off as a baby with a bright pop vibe, but now he's moved into his own really smooth alternative R&B style that feels more mature and atmospheric. And just a little time flies moment, Jai now has a baby daughter with his partner Beck, which is kind of crazy because in a way it feels like we as fans grew up with him. You can listen to Jai Wayford on Spotify and Apple Music, but first I'm travelling back in time to play you my fave song from him, Drunk Together.
Haven't seen my mom in months, acting like I don't know how to pick up the phone and say I still love.
Well, that's it from me. Thanks so much for spending the last hour with me. It's been so much fun having a bit of a chit-chat with you all. Gavin is in the hot seat next, so the fun isn't over yet. And some exciting news, Cherry Radio is evolving, getting bigger and better than ever. So things are going to be a little bit different. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. I hope you guys have a great Saturday night, don't party too hard, and I'll see you after the Easter break here on Weekends with Ella on Cherry Radio.
The Cherry Radio street team is hitting the streets. If something's going down in your neighbourhood, you better believe they'll be there. And they're stocked with stacks of sweet treats, snacks, and a heap of other free goodies. The Cherry Radio street team, bringing the energy and showing up wherever the fun is.
Do you want to make a difference in the lives of everyday Australians? As a Lifeline telephone crisis supporter, you can offer immediate assistance to individuals who are feeling overwhelmed or are struggling to cope. Lifeline is currently recruiting for the next course intake to train volunteers to join this vital service. Find out more.